I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1496. It's gross, not godly. We have ways to disguise it, gussy it up a bit, so it sounds holy, so it seems spiritual, but God says, it's gross, not godly. We disguise it as a prayer request. We couch it as a concern. We make it sound lovely, but it's lousy. I'm talking about one of the most accepted, overlooked, and ignored sins of the church. It's the G word, and it's gross, not godly. Not T2G at all. But the problem is, we tend to all do it. As you know, this podcast is about the two great commandments to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and with our mouths as well. It's been defined as rumors, insubstantiated information, whispering, spreading secrets. Of course, we're talking about gossip, the godly sin. There are a lot of those verses in the Bible that deal with our mouth, but one of my favorite mouth verses or tongue verses or language verses is Ephesians 4:29. It says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." That kind of says it all, doesn't it? No corrupting talk. The LEB translates it like this: "No rotten word must proceed from your mouth, but only something good for the building up of the need, in order that it may give grace to those who hear." Now, the LEB uses the phrase "rotten word" because that's the Greek. It's sapros, and it means rotten, worthless, bad, damaged, decayed, useless. Rabbi Joseph Taluskin wrote, "The words that hurt and words that heal," and he often lectures on the impact of words. And he asked audiences, "Is it possible for you to go 24 hours without saying any unkind words about another person or to another person?" Inevitably, he says, a small number of listeners raise their hand, signifying yes, they think they could do that. Others laugh, and quite a large number call out no. Taluskin says, "Those of you who can't answer yes must recognize that you have a serious problem. If you cannot go 24 hours without drinking liquor, you're addicted to alcohol. If you can't go 24 hours without smoking, you're addicted to nicotine. And similarly, if you can't go 24 hours without saying unkind words about others, you've lost control of your own tongue." So let's be quiet and let's hear that again. If we can't go 24 hours without saying unkind words about someone else or to someone else, we don't even have control of our own tongues. See, what follows in the Greek is, if there's any good word for building up, so instead of saying the corrupt word, we say the good word. And this good language is a kind of word that's helpful. It's constructive. It's the opposite of the rotten words. It's words that are good for people. And that's T2G. So you know the drill. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Corrie ten Boom said, "Gossip leads to criticism, and criticism kills love." And I love this one. "Every person should have a special cemetery lot in which to bury the faults of friends and loved ones." Here's the great question. When's the last time you passed on gossip? Talk to the Lord about it, because He already knows anyway. Let's pray. Father, in Ephesians 4:29, you tell us to not let rotten, corrupting words come out of our mouth, but only words that build up, that fit the occasion, that might give grace to those who are listening. And we confess that we often fail in this, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness for the times where we've engaged in gossip, where we've spread harmful words or spoke ill of others. Help us to be mindful of the impact our words have, and only speak what builds up, not tear down. Give us strength to resist the temptation to participate in gossip when everyone else is. Empower our tongues to be instrument of love. Help us to be a reflection of your goodness, not of the world's badness. Fill us, Holy Spirit. Help us to have wisdom to discern when to speak and when to remain silent, and the courage to stand up against gossip when we hear it. Thank you for your grace and forgiveness. Help me with my words. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1497. And in the meantime, we tend to wink and nod at this sin. But God doesn't. He calls it rotten, worthless, useless, and damaging. Let's see gossip for what it is. It's gross, not godly.